This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. House Ways and Means narrowly advanced one more revenue-raising bill to reduce individual state itemized deductions to 57.5% of that allowed on federal returns. Maybe.
If we end up with excess revenue through any other source, this provision will be null and void and everybody will get 100%. We will use the other money instead.
Ways and Means Chair Neil Abramson said the trigger is the November revenue forecast. If it's still down, the deduction reduction takes effect. For the part you can't claim?
They will carry forward and they will be recouped in 2018. It's kind of a last resort safety net, short-term loan. If we need it, it'll be there. If we don't need it, we're going to use other resources.
Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey bristled at that analogy.
We're borrowing today to spend today, and we may have to owe it back. Where do we get the money to pay that off? Why not apply this logic to all of our tax policy, where if we don't need it, we'll give it back, maybe. But if we do need it, we're going to take it. I believe it sets a terrible precedent on tax policy.
Abramson replied,
"We're in unprecedented times with our budget crisis. Sometimes you need unprecedented ideas."
Ivy disagreed.
"We're not really in a crisis. We passed a balanced budget. We have all this revenue on what we did on the first special session. We don't even know. That's going to obviously be something, and we haven't recognized that."
In addition, it was noted this sunsets the same time the corporate tax credit reductions and sales tax increases due, giving us another fiscal cliff in January 2018. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.